Episode 27. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I begin in the name of Allah, compassionate to all, merciful to each. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the 27th episode in this podcast series titled Journeying Our Eyes Through the Quran, Exploring 30 Juz in 30 Days. Today, inshallah, we will continue our journey through the pages of the Quran and the discussion that we started yesterday, which means another topic from Juz 25 to 27. For today's topic, we will be discussing the vastness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, His rahmah, and two forms or manifestations of this mercy, one being in His extra guidance, His hidayah, and another in His forgiveness or maghfirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy plays a huge role in the Quran, where it's a major theme throughout it. When we speak of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, it's a type of rahmah, it's a type of mercy that encompasses everyone and everything. Creation itself is a manifestation of this rahmah. There are some types of mercy that are accessible for everyone, and others that are a little bit more exclusive. This is usually how commentators explain the difference between the two names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rahman and Rahim. Rahman is explained as a type of mercy that is more elaborate and more encompassing of everybody, whereas Rahim is more exclusive and sometimes perhaps more specific to His servants. Throughout the Quran, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that His mercy is constantly showering down on us. If He removed His mercy from us for even an instant, we would not and could not exist. In today's episode, we will explore how the two themes of maghfirah and hidayah are tied together, and how these two themes of forgiveness and guidance can work together to help us in our journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how both of these are manifestations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's incredible rahmah and mercy. For today's episode, we will focus particularly on a few verses from Surah Muhammad, starting with the first two verses of this chapter, where we read the following.
الذين كفروا وصدوا عن سبيل الله أضل أعمالهم والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وآمنوا بما نزل على محمد وهو الحق من ربهم كفر عنهم سيئاتهم وأصلح بالهم.
Those who are themselves faithless and bar others from the way of Allah, He has rendered their works fruitless. But those who have faith and do righteous deeds and believe in what has been sent down to Muhammad, and it is the truth from their Lord, He shall absolve them of their misdeeds and set right their affairs. In these two verses, we read a couple of interesting things. One is that those who are faithless and active in their rejection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their aggression will only have fruitless works. However, on the other hand, those who are trying, those who have faith, and those who act righteously and who do good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treats them a little bit differently. He covers their misdeeds and He fixes, or in this verse He says, wa aslaha balahum, that He corrects their bal. But what is bal? The word bal in Arabic means inner soul or heart or fitrat, according to some mufassirin. This last part of the verse is rather interesting because it ties together both a form of maghfirah and hidayah. When we sincerely seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what this means is that even sinners have a place in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only covers our errors and absolves us of them, forgiving us for them, but He aids us even further in terms of helping us fix the mess that we might have created, guiding us more and more to the best of ways. One of the interpretations of what bal means is that it means the fitrats, or inner soul, and this is tied to our primordial nature. Our fitrat is what ties us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it serves as an internal light and guide for us. But the unfortunate reality is that this fitrat is sometimes extinguished with the darkness of our sins. In order to access it, we need to go through a purification process where we seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to Ayatollah Jawadi Amuni, there are a couple of powerful ways to purify our fitrat and regain access to its full splendor. One of them being through the process of tawbah, as alluded to here in these verses where it mentions this process, and another is in the recitation of the Qur'an. Since the Qur'an has been revealed in the lingua franca of the fitrat, it's also something that helps to purify it. This aid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us in purifying our fitrat and allowing us to return to our natural divinely inclined state means that even when we err, وَأَصْلَحَ بَالَهُمْ, He fixes our affairs. We are not doomed or boxed into our past. Thinking about this and the magnitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy can be overwhelming, especially when we think about how we tend to forgive, or more often tend not to forgive others. Imagine a scenario where you have wronged someone, for example, by spreading a rumor about them, or backbiting about them, or lying to them, or accusing them of something that they didn't do. And now you've realized your mistake and you want to fix it. So you start by asking for forgiveness from them. Usually, we might hope for a level of forgiveness, but imagine that you went to this person and that when you asked them for forgiveness, they not only forgave you, but they helped you further. They rewarded you. They showered you with gifts, despite you being the one at fault. How incredibly merciful would you consider this person to be? This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. He not only overlooks our errors, but in another verse of the Quran, it says that He does the following.
إِلَّا مَن تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا.
Except for those who repent and believe and do good deeds. These, God will replace their bad deeds with good deeds. God is ever forgiving and merciful. This is to say, as mentioned in these verses, that when someone comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, He actually replaces their negative deeds with rewards and good deeds. One of the rewards is what we mentioned earlier, which is that He fixes and sets aright our inner heart, which is what Allama Tabatabai mentions as our fitrat. This verse and this concept is mentioned twice in Surah Muhammad, first in verse 2, which we read earlier, and then again in verse 5, which we'll read now. He will guide them and will fix their inner state. Here, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects from us is that we act according to His orders, even though it may be difficult. And He says that when we sincerely repent and work to reform, He'll help us. He'll help us from His incredible mercy. He will lift the impacts of our sins. He will clean our hearts and our fitrats, and He will enhance us in our guidance. This concept is yet again mentioned in verse 7 of Surah Muhammad, where He says the following.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ.
O you who have faith, if you help Allah, He will help you and make your feet steady. And once more, just for a little extra emphasis, in verse 17, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the following.
وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدًى وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ.
As for those who are rightly guided, He enhances their guidance and invests them with their God-wariness. From these verses, we can see a few things. That when we try, when we ask for forgiveness, and when we act in God's way, He forgives us and He increases us in our guidance. He helps us along the way. God's mercy, rahmah, and maghfirah have no bounds. When we sincerely turn to Him from whatever it is that we have done in our lives, from whatever sins we have committed, He turns to us with open arms, waiting and ready for us to return to His divine embrace. As we come closer to the end of this beautiful month, marked by its beautiful forgiveness and potential to cleanse us and our souls, let's take the time to make the intention to take advantage of this mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to change and reform our souls, and to turn to Him in absolute obedience.
أولئك الذين نتقبل عنهم أحسن ما عملوا ونتجاوز عن سيئاتهم في أصحاب الجنة وعد الصدق الذي كانوا يوعدون.
والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.